6:05 on your Wednesday morning. And being that it's way too early Wednesday, I thought I'd kick it off on time. Right, Mitch? Right? No? Okay, it's way too early Wednesday. Check it out, facebook.com/mystaticradio. You can get your suggestions in right now. Tell us what you want to wake up to. We've already got some requests for some P86 that we will get to, a request for a listener. We will get to at least the band. Hey, Stever, good morning, my friend.
Hey, good morning.
How you doing?
Good. She okay?
Yeah.
She's kind of quiet.
I know. It's too early, I guess. She doesn't feel like talking.
Maybe
right
she's
now.
Still sick.
Yeah. So it's okay. Rest your voice. It's okay.
Yeah.
So people on the webcam think I'm crazy because I'm talking to myself. But it is way too early Wednesday. We'll get to the request from P86. We got some listener. It's not the song. The band, though. So I'll get that. Ooh, some reggae. Okay. Maybe. Hey, look. Hey, look at you.
Hey.
It's way too early Wednesday.
I know.
I wanted to, like, you know, be on time and all that
look
stuff.
Look at you. Look
so,
at you.
Yeah.
Doing the right thing.
Yeah.
All that. Good job.
Got a request for some Paper Tongues. The song called Rich and Poor. That's kind of what this is. This is a good way to kick it off.
Sure.
Considering the unfolding events of yesterday.
Oh, man. How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Good.
You and Mitch. I'm just kidding.
Okay.
God is good.
Yeah. It's, you know, very true.
Yeah. So Paper Tongues is the jam.
Okay.
The song's called Rich and Poor. So.
It started like
I have
this.
So many jokes that I'm not going to say. It was a request for way too early Wednesday.
Maybe they thought the same thing.
Yeah. Maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
That's my favorite band. I've told you that like 1,000 times.
Way too early Wednesday.
It is going to be like hitting a piñata filled with hornets.
On Static Radio.
Yep. Welcome to Static Radio.
You know what? We need to get
waking
that other song.
Up this morning.
Yeah. That's all I got.
That's who
what's
I am.
What's
wrong with you today?
That's who I...
Come on. What's wrong with you today?
That's who I am. I'm the yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
The yeah. Yeah.
That's right.
It is way too early Wednesday. Waking you up with whatever you want to hear. Give us a call. 505-338-3700. What do you want to wake up to? Static.
Hello. It's very early.
It is very early.
Very early. Would you guys be willing to take it back a little bit? Maybe do some Stryper or some Petra?
Oh.
Remember the good old days?
Would you
I'm
guys be willing to do that? Because it's really early.
I would have to do some serious digging on that one. Because I don't think we even have any Stryper or Petra in the system. If I can find it. I'll play you some Stryper.
My life, it's so early. It would be so good.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
All right, man. 505-338-37.
You can do it.
Can I?
Yeah.
Static.
Hello. Do you think that you could play some House of Heroes, Remember the Empire?
It's a really... You know what? You keep working at those accents, because someday they might be good.
Hey, that was...
Not trying to pull any particular accent.
Yeah,
what? That was like a snatch accent.
That was a really...
Like, what,
yeah.
What?
I don't know what was happening.
Part of the world was...
All
like,
right, we'll get that out for you, man. Thanks. Are we really going to do this?
Here we go. This is it.
It's way too early Wednesday. We'll play whatever you want to hear to wake you up. We've got some Flatfoot 56 on the way, some I Am We. We got a couple requests for some reggae.
We'll get to that.
Steve and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. I mean, if that's what wakes you up.
There you go.
It's way too early Wednesday.
Makes some people happy.
Steve and Mitch.
You know what?
Welcome to it.
I can deal with that. That was
yeah,
a good one.
That wasn't awful. That's childhood right there. So I actually had that tape.
Oh, wow.
I really did.
Cassette tape, children. It's a different thing.
Yeah, they don't have them anymore.
It doesn't usually come just electronically.
Yeah. Static.
Can you guys play R.E.M. It's the End of the World as We Know It?
Oh, dude.
Whatever.
So much apathy. So much disdain. So much whatever.
could have been my favorite call I've ever taken in my entire life.
He was so
sad. Timely.
Yeah.
So timely.
For what?
Really? Really? 505-338-3700. Static!
It's Nancy from Albuquerque. How are you guys?
Hey,
buddy. It's way too early Wednesday. How are you?
Oh, I have a sore throat this morning, guys.
Oh, weak sauce all over that.
Yeah, my friend Sean, he's still sick.
Sean Siegler?
Yep.
Man, I can't believe Sean Siegler's sick.
Right?
Man, it's like it's going around my school and everywhere. It's like an epidemic.
Epidemic, yes.
Yes. How you doing, Mitch?
I'm good. I'm getting over a sickness, hopefully.
You're doing well. You're doing well.
You know what? I'm good.
You're not good.
I'm good. No, I'm good. I'm good.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever.
Don't learn from her, Matthew.
And
you'll fail all of your
tests. Did you guys see the election last night?
We did, yeah.
Quiet turnout. Yep, I watched it. It said Obama.
Yeah, it sure did.
Yeah, I was surprised last night.
Who won last night?
No idea.
No.
It was Obama. It was President Obama last night.
I was going to watch that when I got home. Now I
won. Yeah, now you don't have to.
Spoiler alert, everyone. I'm so sorry if you're going to watch that later.
Yeah.
People DVR'd that and they're going to watch it later.
Yeah, it's like in our house, guys, we have a DVR system. All we do is we just press record and it saves it.
Yeah, you just ruined the ending of the show she was going to watch.
I wasn't there yet.
She wasn't there yet. She had to pause it because it was 8 hours of coverage. It was so
8 hours?
That's my favorite show.
A long time.
Yeah.
I was up to like 9:30 last night watching the election.
Wow.
Dang.
All right, man, what can we play for you? It's way too early Wednesday.
Let's see. Oh, a new Amberlynn song, guys.
All right.
I think it's called Breeze. Breeze by Amberlynn. You guys have that?
We do have that.
That is not new, though.
That is not.
Can you guys play that for me?
Yes, we can.
Have a nice day, guys. Talk to you tomorrow.
All right. 505-338-3700, the phone number. We have too much fun. It is way too early Wednesday, and I know you guys just need that pick-me-up to get you going this morning.
Mm-hmm.
That extra pick-me-up. Sorry he ruined the ending for you.
Yeah, I know. I was...
Lame.
Do you know how long I've been waiting for that season finale? It's over now.
I was waiting for the series finale, but apparently they renewed the show. So, you know.
Well, I thought, that's when I started watching this, I was like, man, I can't believe this is the last season. And they renewed it.
Yeah, they renewed it. So, yeah, good old American Idol. Just got to keep it going, dragging it into the ground.
Starts again in January.
Yeah. So, hey, we got a request for some reggae. This is the best I'm willing to do right now.
Okay, I can deal.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is from Testify. It's POD featuring Modest Yahoo. The song is called Strength of My Life. I don't care if it's not traditional reggae. This is reggae.
Whatever.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Yo! Good morning.
Hey. I forgot they were going to start talking.
Way too early Wednesday.
I was waiting for the build.
Sorry.
Right here.
Sorry, go ahead. Are you happy now?
Yeah, thank you. That's all I really wanted to hear.
Okay.
Well, hold on. Turn it up a little bit more again.
Okay,
that's it. Thank you.
There you go. Are you awake now?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Thank you. That's all I needed. I don't know why I didn't play that from the beginning.
Way too early Wednesday. What do you want to hear? Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or 505-338-3700. Static.
What?
Oh, it's just a really big good morning, top of the
morning. Good morning.
I want to hear my request this morning.
I have a request.
Yes.
Stop eating your phone.
Sorry. my request was to hear you talk in a British accent.
Oh, that's your request for Way Too Early Wednesday.
That's it.
Can
that's
do.
Thank you. Love you. Bye.
What just happened?
Oh, no, but it was a really bad British accent.
Right.
I don't...
Right, and so we go talking...
And we think we sound bad, but we don't.
We really don't.
No.
But that was terrible.
Yeah, that was bad.
Top of the morning, governor. Hi. Hello.
Governor.
Yeah.
That's all people got.
There you go. Well, I don't know. What do you want to do for Way Too Early Wednesday this morning? Here. I'm going to play some music, okay, and you have to sing a song to it.
Okay.
To get people going. Ready?
Okay.
Okay. Wait for the...
What key is this in?
It's the intro.
No, what key is this in?
Right here. Bah, bah, bah.
There is something in my stomach. Actually, there's not. I'm hungry. When does Solomon's porch open? I really want to know now because I'm hungry. Your turn.
That was... awesome. That was amazing in all the wrong ways.
What?
Yeah.
You didn't like good. It?
I loved it. Okay. By the way, 7 a.m. Okay. 7 a.m. They open at 7. Yeah. That should have been like their theme song. Okay. Static!
Hey, this is Tony from Portales.
What up?
What's going on, man?
You know, just trying to wake up.
Oh, yes. I got a song to wake some people up.
Okay.
See, will you play End Seekers by O Sleeper?
End Seekers. Yes, I will.
Yeah, right, I have a question for you also.
Yeah.
Out in Portales and Clovis, the two radio stations to listen to static radio,
we
don't get static radio anymore.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that terrible?
Yeah, what happened?
We posted something on our website. Unfortunately, a full power FM station went out there and was like, hey, we're going to totally buy this frequency, and the FCC was like, word, because you're a full power FM station and we were just a transmitter, and since we were just a translator and they were a full power station wanting to go down there, they got priority, so they took our frequency, so now we don't have a frequency down there.
I'll just use my iPhone to listen to you guys.
No, booyah! No matter what. We're just as bummed, trust me. So
alright,
yeah,
alright, thank you guys,
have a great day, man.
You too.
All right. 505-338-3700, the phone number. End Seekers. I'm definitely down with that.
Can I sing to this song, too?
Oh, yeah. Ready, go.
No, I can't.
Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. I am we. Sons and Daughters, Static Radio, good morning.
Good morning.
6:53 now, it is way too early Wednesday. We got to take a quick break and coming back, we got like the final two?
Yeah.
What are we going to do? We got so many requests.
Got some further.
Ooh, I like that.
Were you about to rock, paper, scissors?
I was going
to
rock, paper, scissors for the final spots.
Okay, let's see. We already played. No, not playing that.
Yeah.
Over some impending doom and what is this? Do we have this? I don't know what that is. What else can we...
That's funny. There's like a conversation going on about Skillet on our page.
Why are you not Skillet fans? Skillet is awesome.
Because Jason said, I know you're not Skillet fans, but would you play...
Whispers in the Dark?
Static!
Hey, it's Mr. Cray.
Hey, Cray.
Hey, can I get a song request real quick, or is it too late?
I don't know, man. We're paper, rock, scissoring over it right now.
Oh, okay.
What do you want to hear?
The Cruel One by Children 18-3. Cray this time.
Okay, cool. Right on, man. We'll see what we can do about that. Okay, that's paper.
Rock, paper, scissors.
That's rock, paper, scissors.
Okay, so.
No, that's paper. So you just have to hit it with the scissors and that one crumbles. Okay, good.
that was so lame.
Further?
I want to play some Further.
Yeah?
I want to hear some Further.
So we're going to rock some Further on the way back. We don't know what else we're going to play.
We'll rock, paper, scissors.
We'll do something during the break. We'll figure it out.
Yes.
It is way too early Wednesday. We got something to talk about coming up that, like, the blood is just filling my brain
boiling
right now. Yeah, because I'm pretty angry.
Oh.
You know, with all that has been going on in the last months and weeks as far as the election goes, there was a really, really not good... incident that took place over the election.
Oh, and over no. Was it yesterday?
Over people's stances on certain issues. Okay. And so we're going to talk about that coming up who was targeted and what they were standing for. And how depressing it is. We'll talk about that.
Awesome.
We'll also play some Further Seems Forever. Yeah. Get ready. Get ready, angry callers. 505-338-3700. Further Seems Forever on the way back. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Skillet!
Apparently that song just ends.
Yeah, apparently. That's how it ends. Good thing we're paying attention.
Yeah.
That is the way we end.
That was a short song. I wasn't prepared for that.
Hey, you, I love your soul.
Thank you.
No, that's the name of the song.
Oh.
And the record, okay. Where you find that. And that's Skillet. We got a couple requests for Skillet. People were asking why we hate Skillet. We don't hate Skillet. John Cooper is a really nice guy. I've known him for many, many moons.
That doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, doesn't. At all.
I'm just saying.
I know him vicariously through my wife and best friend.
Oh.
Yeah.
But
Skillet, EG. I used to do a lot of stuff. Back when Skillet sounded like that.
I saw them live once.
Yeah?
That's all I have.
Nice.
About Skillet, yeah.
Good. No.
Really, that's all I have.
Sweet.
I was in Midland, Texas.
It is 7:03 now on your Wednesday morning. Happy day, everybody. Good news. America didn't blow up.
What?
Yeah, it didn't blow up.
That's good.
I know.
I know
a lot of people were freaking out and there was going to be rioting in the streets if Obama won or if Romney won. It didn't happen. We're all still here.
Yeah.
It's another day. And guess what? Jesus is still on the throne.
It's true.
So that's good news. Not good news during the election. People were getting pretty bold, talking about things.
Taking stances
on things.
Yeah.
So take a deep breath as I talk about this one.
Okay, because I don't know what you're about to talk about.
Vandals attacked a small 150-year-old church with graffiti, leaving spray-painted swastikas to greet their pastor as he arrived this morning. Why?
Why?
Because this church in Maine took a stand for marriage.
So they got swastikas?
They have a sign out front that just said vote on Tuesday. Ah, try not to be so frustrated. Yeah, in Maine, this is what he had said. In Maine, vote no. Question one. It was marriage, one man, one woman, you know, or they were trying to pass a same-sex marriage.
Right.
And so they said, hey, this is what we believe. This is what Scripture says. So this is how we're taking a stand as a church.
Okay.
They weren't picketing. They weren't out anywhere.
Right.
They weren't causing havoc. They simply said it from the pulpit and then had a sign out front that said, vote on Tuesday. It didn't say, this is how you should vote. It didn't say anything like that. It simply said, vote on Tuesday. And this church that has been there for many, 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 many years in Maine was vandalized. There are swastikas on the front of the building. Swastikas all over their vote on Tuesday sign. Yeah.
So are they saying that those people are Nazis by putting swastikas on their building? Or are they saying
they're Nazis because, you know,
they believe in
discrimination because you're discriminating if you say that marriage is between a man and a woman, period, that... why can't men and men get married? Why can't women and women get married?
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm really angry over that.
Women and women.
Women and women.
Yeah, so a church was vandalized yesterday. Swastikas, graffiti, spray painted all over the buildings. Did I mention this church was 150 years old?
That's infuriating.
That's crazy.
That's...
Maine. Small church in Maine. So, unreal. Yeah, same-sex marriage, apparently... It was a battle in Maine, and this church decided, hey, we got to tell you guys where we stand and what we believe. Yesterday, we had a couple people pretty upset because we were talking about the election.
Yeah.
For the duration of the morning show, it seemed
the entire time.
And in the 9 o'clock hour, Pastor Scott Tom came in, and he said a few things regarding religion, regarding Christianity, regarding Mormonism. And there were a few comments on our Facebook page, mm-hmm. Which you can read. Feel free. We didn't take them down or anything. Didn't even really quote unquote respond. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Feel free if you guys would like to. Static.
Hey, I was wondering if you guys would post that story on your Facebook page.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, yeah, the photos are pretty. I mean, it's a basic. Yeah. Basic little church with swastikas now all over the building. So. Yeah.
That's so wild. Well, I also wanted to say I really appreciate it. Y'all just having a forum yesterday. So good for people, you know, really, really Christians who listen to your radio, your entire, not readership, but all your listeners on both sides of the aisle, and I guess three or four sides, because I think Mitch got a vote in there somewhere. But you just let them talk and give them, I guess, a voice to say, you know, yes, we're all Christians, but we believe this and we believe that. And I thought that was really awesome. So thank you guys for that. And yeah, if y'all would post that on your Facebook page, I'd really love to read a little bit more about that.
Right on, man. Sad.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too.
You too.
Yeah. And so the big question is, you know, what do we do? I mean,
how
I know.
How do you respond?
How do you respond to something like that? 505-338-3700. Because it seems like it's very hostile. It's obviously an intimidation tactic.
Mm-hmm.
This church was opposing gay marriage. They said, hey, Bible says this.
Right.
One man, one woman. And because of it, they woke up to swastikas and spray paint all over their building. 150-year-old church. It angers me. But what do you do? You know, do you respond with choice words and anger right back to these angry idiots who tore up this church? Do you turn the other cheek, right? Because it's one of those, well, or do you stand your ground and say, hey, this is what we're going to stand for, and we're going to get knocked down, and we're going to get freaking abused and vandalized, but we're never going to stop saying that this is what God says marriage should be.
Mm-hmm.
This is what we're going to fight for.
Right.
You could take that stance with anything. I'm so glad I'm not on Facebook. You know, I'm on Instagram, and I had friends last night posting stuff, and it was like, you know, excited and talking about, you know, President Obama winning the day and what the future holds and all this. And you know, you got to just pray and go, okay, cool. Let's see what happens. Because we don't know.
Yeah, because we have both sides.
But at the end of the day, does it really matter? Because Jesus is on the throne.
Right.
And people will say that. I still think it does. I still think we need to be involved in our communities.
Mm-hmm.
We're called to be anyways.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, what are you guys' thoughts? 505-338-3700. Did you find the story?
No, I'm trying to find the one with the pictures.
Oh, okay.
So,
all right.
Do you know what website that is?
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio if you would like to chime in. Yeah, nationformarriage.org. There you go.
Nation for Marriage.
Yeah. Static!
Good morning, y'all.
What up?
All right, so I got two quick little things I want to talk about. Number one, about the whole spray paint thing.
Yeah.
It's really messed up, but I mean, what would Jesus do? You know, would he freak out and go on a war path of, stop spray painting our churches and stuff? Or would he be like, you know what, you're misguided, you're misled, you know, you need to just calm down. We didn't attack anybody. I don't understand why you guys are attacking people.
Right.
That's number one. Number two, y'all did a phenomenal gutsy thing yesterday, hosting a forum for everybody, no matter what side you're voting on,
right,
to come and call in and talk to you guys. And I hate the fact that it sounds like you guys are down right now. Like, it sounds to me like you guys are not your normal Steve and Mitch. And that, I mean, I love you guys to death because you guys make my commute to Santa Fe every day.
Right on.
And so I love you guys for that. And I just want you guys to know that you are not unappreciated. You guys seriously 100% made yesterday way better than it probably should have been. And I don't know. I just feel like you guys seem like you didn't do anything of value yesterday, which
right.
I hope it's not the case, but that's just kind of how it came off.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. It is, now that the election's over, it was definitely difficult for both of us. I really did have a magazine in here, and at times I just had to bite down on it so I would not say anything.
He was definitely chewing on
paper. I had plenty of friends on Instagram that was like, okay, don't be an idiot and overreact and respond in kind, because some of the statements were just ignorant and ridiculous, you know? And so you just have to go, okay, cool. And so I think that's kind of what has to happen with this church. The community needs to come together. They need to repaint this church. They need to just show that no matter what you do, we're going to stand for what we stand for, because I believe in the word of God. I believe that it is true, that it is inerrant. And if scripture says it this way, then I believe it. And so that's what I'm going to stand for more than any other politician, any other anything else. And so I think that's what I would respond with this church. It just sucks, you know?
No, I feel you, man. I feel you. I had Facebook friends yesterday spamming the heck out of it.
Yeah.
And they were just going crazy. Oh, Obama is so amazing. And I'm like, okay, cool. You know, I'm not going to say anything messed up or I'm not going to disagree with your viewpoint because you have valid viewpoints just like I do. So I'm not going to put you down for your ideas. But at the same time, don't spew hate on somebody who just lost the race anyways, you know?
Right. Yeah, and I think we need to not be shocked by this church because the scripture talks about us being persecuted for righteousness' sake. And if this church is standing up and saying, hey, this is what scripture says about same-sex marriage, and then gets vandalized, I guess that just comes with the territory of, hey, the world hated Christ first, and he said that. They hated me first. So don't be surprised when the world hates you. And so,
absolutely, And I think if they really do make this, you know, the turn the other cheek thing, it just reinstates the fact that as Christians, you know, we aren't like hypocrites. We will stand up for what is right, and we will do the right thing every time. We aren't going to come out and attack you because you came out and attacked us.
Right.
You know? And eye for an eye left the world blind. Jesus wouldn't have attacked you guys back, so we're not going to do that either.
Yeah.
So I think the church is going to not only be okay, of course it's going to be okay, but, you know, it's going to strengthen us as a nation, I feel. You know, it's going to be one of those things where it's going to strengthen everybody's beliefs and I guess the foundation of beliefs and stuff. So, anyways, I just wanted to call and tell you guys that I love you. You guys are amazing. Keep on keeping on. Don't let anything get you down, okay?
Right on. Love you too, bro.
Thank you.
Take care. All right.
What an encouraging guy.
505-338-3700. I want to make it clear, though. I'm definitely not down because of the results of the election last night. You know what I mean?
No, I mean...
The guy I voted for didn't win, but that doesn't mean that I don't love my nation and that I'm not going to keep praying for the leaders and I'm not going to continue to be a part of the community or... You know what I mean? Like, I'm definitely not... I'm not freaking out.
Yeah.
I'm not bummed by that. Maybe it's just early and we need to go get some coffee or something.
Maybe.
I think what did definitely bum me out was getting this email overnight and reading about a church that was attacked and that had swastikas spray painted on there. And I have to remember that this, too, it goes with the territory. This is not shocking to God. He's not surprised by it. In fact, he warned us in Scripture about this very thing. And if we take a look at the book of Matthew, Jesus said, "Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for yours is the kingdom of heaven." And so I have to remember that they're blessed are those that are persecuted for righteousness' sake. And were they persecuted for righteousness' sake, I would stand up and say, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. This church did nothing more than say, hey, this is what Scripture says about same-sex marriage. This is what Scripture says about homosexuality. This is what they say. There was no hatred behind it. There was no... Brand new music from Disciple. I'm pretty sure a lot of people, when they turned on the news this morning, were saying that, but it's okay.
Why?
Oh, God Save Us All.
Oh, God Save Us All.
It's the name of the new,
except they're saying,
new record
saying
from
like this.
Disciple.
Oh, God Save Us All.
Record comes out next week. We already have it.
I know.
We may have to do something special for Cover to Cover this Monday.
Meaning I may have to.
I fluctuate with Disciple.
Like, yeah.
When I was younger, I was like, yeah! And then I was like, mm-mm. And now I'm like, all right.
Well, you haven't heard the whole album
yet. I see what you're doing.
Hey, maybe you could listen on New Music Tuesday since I don't think you're going to make it.
Yeah, we'll see what's happening.
No Cover to Cover Monday.
All of our friends around us have had babies. Congratulations to the McDermotts had their baby.
Yeah.
Ramsey and Audra, they had their baby.
That's so great.
Yeah. Sally and Asher last week had their baby.
And I don't think you guys will make it past this weekend.
Yeah.
It's about to happen.
Last night was the first night that it got a little scary. Chrissy was like, we're watching, you know, the election.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking it's just got to be stress from CNN.
Yeah, right.
Because she just kept getting, and I'm like, oh, this is
serious,
gonna happen.
Huh?
I forgot. It's like any day now.
Yeah.
So be praying for my family, please.
Yes.
As we're getting ready. Are you excited?
Yeah. I really am excited for you guys to have a baby. I'm excited to meet this baby.
Yeah, me too.
But...
You're not excited for the show. You need to be.
I am. I'm just afraid.
It's
gonna
It is.
It's gonna be great. I'm gonna learn so much, including how to work the board and talk when I have nothing to say. So
So this morning has been kind of a
I know, I'm sorry.
You woke up on the wrong side of the bed.
Whoa. Same side, as always.
As always. So I guess that's just how you always wake up and I have to deal with it. And then, you know, people are, you know, crying and bummed out over the election. And then we did a story about this church in Maine that was vandalized. It was awful.
Yeah.
And did you post it?
Yes, I did.
All right.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio
So we've been talking about some things that are just blah.
Right.
How about a happy story?
Oh,
can
okay.
we do like a happy, can we do a story that like, oh, that's endearing.
Yeah.
Yeah?
No, I'd love to.
Oh,
I would love to do that.
We just need to get excited today, guys. I'm going to stand up. Woo, jazz hands. Wait, no, what? Wait, no. Okay, sorry. I don't want to do this. All right. We can still do a happy story without dancing, right?
Well, I was ready for Footloose.
Oh, okay.
No, it's okay. No. It's over.
Moments passed?
Yeah.
Okay.
Say the story, all right? We
hurry up. Tell you the story. Wow. You're in a mood today.
No.
I don't like it. Woo-hoo-hoo. All right. Shai Johnson.
Who?
She's a freshman at Queen Creek High School in Arizona who happens to have a brain disorder.
Okay.
She is a prototypical outsider, new girl on campus type thing. Easiest teen to pick on, last to be able to stand up for herself.
Mm-hmm.
So right on cue. No sooner had she enrolled at Queen Creek than she began being the victim of bullying.
This is a high school?
Yeah.
Okay.
Queen Creek High in Arizona. By a wide variety of fellow Queen Creek students, some of whom allegedly even threw trash.
Oh, no, they did not.
At the 16-year-old. Special needs kid. Did I mention that?
Yeah. It's infuriating.
The bullying incidents got so bad that Johnson's mother reached out to one of the teens at the school with whom she had a social connection through her friend. So basically like her friend's kid.
Uh-huh.
He's a senior named Carson Jones. Well, as it turns out, Jones happens to be the starting quarterback for the Queen Creek football team.
Ah.
A good looking one at that.
You know
That's what the story says.
Okay.
That's what the story says. In short, he's basically the apex of awesome. Like,
yeah.
he's the cool dude on campus.
Yeah.
He's awesome. He's amazing. So, as first reported by azfamily.com, all Johnson's mother wanted to do was to get the name of the kids bullying the daughter.
Right.
That's all she said. So, she calls up this quarterback kid and, hey, can you just, you know, get me the names of some of these students. I'd love to talk to them.
Yeah.
Mom just trying to be protective. Well, instead, Carson Jones, the quarterback, took it upon himself to become Shai's protector. He started eating lunch with her every day and ensuring that she was protected. He also got his crew, i.e. the football team, to walk with her through the halls. No matter what, they set up a schedule, and from class to class, a different football player would walk her to her class to keep her protected. Shai said, "They're not mean to me anymore because all my boys love me."
Aww, that's so cute.
She has since bonded with the Queen Creek football team. She calls them her boys, and they form a solid core of this team that they've now kept pretty much all bullies away from her.
Nice.
She said, quote, "They're not bullying me anymore because they've seen my boys with me." For their part, the teammates, the football players, said that they're actually getting just as much out of the relationship as Shai is. One of the football players, a senior, Tucker, told azfamily.com, quote, "It feels good to know that we've helped someone because, you know, we're doing good. We're doing good. Everything for us is going well, but someone else needed to feel good too." So, amazing.
I
read the
that.
Story and I was like, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Because you don't hear that often. Sadly, normally it's like the super star football player slash, you
big
know.
Big jerk.
Yeah.
Big jerk.
Big man on campus type
Supposed
thing.
Supposed to be.
Is usually the one that's bullying.
Yeah.
Stereotypically.
Yeah, stereotypically.
And so to see a story like this where this special needs student was getting picked on and the football team said, you know what?
That's
heck
okay.
with that, bro. Yeah. We're going to stand up for her. And I loved at the end how they said, you know what? You know, our team's doing well. We feel good. But it's time. And other people need to feel good, too. We want to help other people out. And to see somebody step outside of their comfort zone and go, all right, here's what we're going to do. Set up a schedule. Let's protect this girl. It's pretty commendable. No, so,
yeah.
So not everything sucks today.
Right. Nobel Peace Prize. That's what it goes to next.
Static.
Hey, I wanted to throw in a comment on your feel-good story this morning.
Yeah.
I want to remind all the kids out there that are in high school that are kind of witnessing some of these things going on in their schools. Notice this started with one person.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
It took was one person. Yeah, he was popular. Yeah, he was an athlete. But it took one person to change the culture for that little girl's life.
Yep.
16-year-old now has a totally different life view and worldview in her formative ages because one person decided to make a difference.
Amen.
So, you know, if you think that God can't use you, you're wrong. So
yeah, absolutely. So, yeah. Dude, thank you so much for the call.
All right,
man. Absolutely great reminder.
Yeah.
Edmund Burke, it's a quote. I'm working on a message right now for, I get to teach at my church. I get to go speak at my church at the end of the month. And it's on superheroes.
Of course.
We're doing a superhero series at my church, actually, starting this Sunday. And different superheroes and whatnot. I, of course, am going with Spider-Man
because
it's my boy. But but a quote that's been sticking out that I grabbed as I was working on it is from Edmund Burke, who, during the Revolutionary War, instrumental, and one of the most famous quotes, he says, "All that is necessary for evil to triumph is good men do nothing." And that's it. All it takes is that one person to stand up and do something. Because this apathy, this like, I'm just, you know what, this isn't my battle. I'm just going to stand aside and, you know, let them work it out themselves. That's not working, man. And so to see this man, football player, the apex of awesome.
Someone with some influence.
The quarterback.
Obviously.
Yeah, stepping up and saying, hey, guys, I don't care what you guys say. I'm going to start having lunch with this girl. He started having lunch with her every day, hanging out with her, just making sure she was cool at lunch. Then that got the rest of the football team interested. They started a schedule, and now they're like her bouncer.
Yeah.
They're her protection, and they hang out with her. And as that last caller said, all it took was that one attitude adjustment, one heart to go, all right, I'm going to do something because maybe I can't do everything, but I can be a spark.
Yeah,
I can start it. You never know. You never know what that spark is going to do. And so it is exciting.
Those young guys are definitely ahead of the game. Have you noticed, or did you notice, that the moment high school was over, those cliques disappeared?
Yeah.
That was it. Like, everything, you made fun of somebody in high school because they were preppy.
Right.
Or because they were goth, or I don't know. I guess it was emo. It's emo. I don't know what they call it these days.
Those different cliques.
Yeah.
All the different chillin'.
Like, you know, those disappear. The moment high school's over, it's over.
You're like 2 years out of high school. You don't remember what they call them then?
It wasn't 2 years ago.
It was three.
So it's just crazy that those guys are so much more mature and they're able to do that. That's so cool to me.
Stand up and say, hey man, we're gonna fight for this.
Yeah.
We're gonna not stand by the wayside. We're gonna not allow this to happen. Here's what we can do.
And one person started
that. One person started that. So kudos to the mom for calling up the dude and getting that ball rolling, and for him to say, you know what? Because he wasn't asked to take care of her.
Just to get names.
Hey, do you happen to know? Oh, you know what? I'm going to take care of this myself. I've got this. Cool. And stepped up and took care of it. Amazing to see what happens when someone steps up and takes a stand for something. Unfortunately, sometimes, as we've learned this morning, with this church in Maine, if you're just joining us, church in Maine standing up saying, hey, this is what scripture says. Marriage is man, woman.
Mm-hmm.
And they woke up to a vandalized church. There are swastikas painted all over the church. Trash this church, 150-year-old church in Maine, for standing up and saying, hey guys, this is how we roll.
Yeah.
And they said, cool, this is how we roll, and trash the joint.
Well, okay, speaking of change, four years ago we had an election where people came out who have never voted before
and
voted because some dude said, we can change. Yeah. That there is hope. We can do this. Of course, you know, we saw that happen, how that went. But it was him who was inspiring all those people with speech.
Absolutely.
About change.
Yeah.
And so one person turned into hundreds of thousands of people who went out and voted.
Millions at this point. Yeah. And so, you never know what's going to happen. I'm interested to follow the story to see what the church is going to do, how this church is going to respond.
Right.
Because this is it. Standing up for what you believe in and saying, hey, guys, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Mm-hmm. This is what I believe. This is our core value. This is it. This is who we are. And when that backlash happens, maybe that's why people are scared to take a stand. Maybe that's why people don't want to be that first person to take
it's
a stand
scary.
Because it's very scary. And sometimes the results aren't fun. There's persecution.
Yeah.
But you got to take a look at the life of Christ, man.
It's true.
Because that's the very thing. Hey, blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake. They're going to hate you because they first hated me, he said. Mm-hmm. You know, and so we shouldn't be shocked by it. We shouldn't. And we shouldn't let that scare us into not doing anything because they're...
It's exciting.
I'll tell you what happens. I cling to this. We are not given to a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. And if the Spirit of God is dwelling within us, if the Holy Spirit is dwelling within us, we don't have to be afraid because we know that if God's word is true, and I believe it is true, if his promises are real, and I believe they are real, that we are not given to a spirit of fear. We don't have to be afraid because that spirit inside us is of power, of love, and a sound mind, and we are going to have everything we need to get the job done, to go forward and to do what it is that we're called to do. Because when we cower and we're afraid and we don't do anything and we just stand idly by,
it overtakes us.
Absolutely. So,
there it is.
Got to take a quick break.
Okay.
Just before 8 o'clock now, coming right back, The Lighthouse and The Wailer. Also, we've got some At The Wayside. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Dominic Valley. Song called Louder. Static Radio. Good morning. Just after 8 o'clock, which means Teresa from the Albuquerque Rescue Mission joining us.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Dude, it's cold.
We sound the same.
It's cold. It's getting colder this weekend.
It's really cold.
I misplaced my fingerless gloves, and so my hands are just frozen all the time.
You know, fingerless gloves are kind of worthless, right?
No, they keep you warm.
Yeah, except your fingertips where you get frostbite, and that's terrible. It's a bad idea.
I felt okay about
it. Bad idea.
Okay.
So, doesn't really work.
Thanks for ruining
stupid.
It. Never mind.
Doesn't make any sense.
Thank you. I won't wear them anymore.
Okay, good.
If I find them, I'll just throw them
good,
away.
Good, good. Don't leave without me walking out with you. I got a huge bag for you. We're going to have some stylish-looking homeless people.
Good
I cleaned
deal.
Out all my band shirts.
Oh, awesome.
I got those, all my band hoodies. So, we're going to see some, like, Run Kid Run hoodies walking around
nice.
The city. Yeah, it'll be cool.
Awesome. Thank you.
So, yeah. I couldn't carry it in.
It's
too much. It's really heavy.
Well, and then you thought, I'm just going to have to carry this out.
Yeah. So my wife thanks you. My wife thanks you.
Thank you, wife.
Yeah. So it was time. It was time. Yeah. So, I'm excited. So if you're listening and you've got a closet full, why do people need more than one or two hoodies? Let's be honest.
It's true.
It's
true.
I had a whole like half a closet that was like, hoodies. I'm like, and why do I need these? Because
you know
my
what?
Friends and bands gave them to me.
I'm cleaning out my closet as well, and I'm looking at all these clothes, like these jackets. I'm like, I don't need that. And then I'll put it in a bag. I'm like, but I do like wearing it with that outfit. Put it back. No, I really don't need that. And put it back.
Right.
We don't need them.
Right.
I never wear
to do
them.
That. But this is, man, I remember what tour. I remember when I got this. I remember.
Right.
I don't ever wear this. I don't need it.
Exactly.
So.
I haven't worn it in a year. I don't need it.
It was minorly tough. And then I remembered where it was going
exactly.
and realized it's not that difficult a decision to make. So.
No, well, thank you.
Yeah. So let's talk about this. It is November 7th. The winter shelter opening on the 15th.
Right.
And so we are a little over a week away from the winter shelter opening. What do you guys need? How can we help you?
We need a couple things right now.
Okay.
It's going to be cold this weekend. We need coats.
Yeah. Okay.
Coats. Warm coats. Go through your closet. Anything you don't want, please bring down to the mission. We're going to need... Supposed to maybe snow on Saturday night.
I hope.
Coats.
coats.
I'm sorry, when does the shelter open again?
15th.
The 15th, so it's not even the
Next
15th.
Next Thursday. Yeah, not yeah. So okay. People are going to be out and
so
about.
So they're still going to be sleeping on the streets.
Right.
Yes. No shelter.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Okay, so coats. You can use coats there.
Coats. Non-perishable foods. Yeah. And guys, it's that time of year.
Turkey drive. Yeah, absolutely. Turkey drive. We're getting involved, teaming up. Details mystaticradio.com, but you guys are going to be out and about multiple places.
Yeah.
Collecting turkeys and healthy non-perishable food items. Let's go there. Yeah. Okay. So coats, food, we can help. Obviously, yep. Donations work.
Yep.
Yes.
So,
absolutely. They do need regular clothes as well.
Yeah.
So always helpful.
Socks and underwear, always helpful.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are good.
And you said you're good on shoes.
Good on shoes, so okay. Now.
That's yep. good. That's very yep. good. So yeah. It's good to hear like a report of, hey.
We have this.
We have something. That's yeah. good. I like that. So abqrescue.org for information on that. But Turkey Drive coming up very, very soon.
Next week?
Yeah.
Yes.
So we got information on that. I'm going to play in just a second. But all right. So coats, clothing. Not shoes. Food and prayer for the winter shelter.
Absolutely.
Because you guys, now, for those, we mentioned the winter shelter. Let's talk about this real quick. It's opening up next Thursday. What exactly is the winter shelter?
We run the winter shelter for the city of Albuquerque.
Mm-hmm.
And it's on the West Mesa in the old, I think it's the old jail.
Okay.
That they converted.
Wow.
And to be a winter shelter.
Okay.
And so what we do is we bus people from the Albuquerque Rescue Mission out to that shelter.
Wow.
We take
good
care
thing
of them.
Gas prices are down.
Yeah.
That's a
you
lot
know
of gas.
What? We had problems last year. Remember when we got the ice?
Yeah.
We couldn't get the buses out there. They had to all stay at the shelter on the floors.
Wow.
So, but the shelter opens. We're going to feed them out there, hopefully.
Okay.
Give them breakfast. They eat dinner with us at the shelter at the Albuquerque Rescue Mission.
Okay.
Before we take them out there, so they're getting their food and they're getting a warm place to stay.
And it houses how many hundred?
350.
350. That's right.
It takes men, women, and children.
Okay.
So families are welcome.
Yeah, man. So. And they don't live out there. You guys bus them back and forth daily,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
So it's, man, gas, obviously, yeah. the transportation, getting those 350, I'm sure it's full.
Mm-hmm.
And so that feeding, you got dinner, you got breakfast out at the shelter. There's a lot of need there. You guys are doing so much.
Yeah.
ABQRescue.org is the website if you would like to get involved. And man, amazing what you guys are doing. No, thank you. And as I said, we are partnering for the Turkey Drive. All the details, mystaticradio.com, including the locations we will be at next week.
Yeah, we love the turkeys.
Yeah.
We give them out.
Because that could provide meals, plural,
for
families.
We're trying for 1,000 turkeys this year.
Wow, ooh. Okay.
Because we give to all the near homeless, too, in Albuquerque.
Okay.
We provide them with turkeys.
Yeah.
So all the... pockets of poverty in the city will distribute turkeys to them also. So,
and we're talking a lot of meals for families.
Yeah, we are.
One turkey, how many does one turkey feed, roughly? Do we know?
I don't know.
Yeah.
All I know is I have a big turkey when I have all my family over.
Exactly, yeah. right?
Yeah.
And then there's leftovers. And
right.
Then so you think about how long that can sustain a family.
That turkey can last for a week.
Yeah.
Solidly. So... Right on. All right. Well, Teresa, thank you.
Thank you.
As always, I'm going to walk out with you because I got a big old bag for you.
Okay.
So
thank you.
This is my challenge this morning. My bag of Switchfoot and Reliant K hoodies and all my band hoodies that I've collected through different tours and shows over the years. If you got a closet full of stuff and you're not wearing it anymore, for nostalgia's sake, who cares, bro?
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's... I had a slew, just a ton of stuff that I had purchased that I you know, I rarely wear. One of the hoodies I bought on tour, and it was like an $80 hoodie. And I stared at it, and it was like...
$80.
Ah! Yeah.
But you know
I
what?
Remembered, wait, who cares? I never wear this thing. So there's going to be a really stylish homeless dude rocking a Metallica hoodie. So we'll
$80.
See. Yeah. I'll see it on the street and go, yeah! Glad it's actually being used because those people are cold and need jackets and hoodies. So get the junk out of your closet you're not even using.
And
nobody cares.
You know that if it smells like the closet and you know what that smells like,
yeah.
you don't need it.
Nobody cares about your collection of hoodies.
Yeah, exactly.
And cool band merch. If you're not using it, get rid of it. So I'm challenging you right now. Just fill up some trash bags, bring them on down to the station. We'll pass them along to Teresa.
Perfect.
So, there you go.
Thank you.
All right, details right now about said turkey drive. And on the way, we've got some Cold War kids. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Cold War kids, minimum day. Good morning, Static Radio.
Good morning.
How are you?
Whoa, I'm loud.
Oh, you are.
That's exciting.
I guess, yeah.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Hey, well, how are you?
I'm good. Mitch. I'm Mitch. That's me.
That's Celeste. You. Hey, I'm Celeste. Hey.
Joining me.
Yeah.
Steve-O's helping.
He disappeared for a second, so I'm here. What are we talking about?
I'm talking about you. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm good. I got stuck in some traffic, which is a little frustrating.
Oh, you want to do traffic?
No. I've never done traffic before. How does this even work?
Okay, so you go to other page, next page. There you go.
This one, everything's green.
Refresh.
It's a lie. Everything's green, and it's not true at all.
Okay, so you see where those yellow diamonds are?
Mm-hmm.
Hover over the yellow diamonds. Ready?
Says Rio Grande.
Hold on.
I don't know what this means.
Ready?
Don't do it. I don't know what's happening. Dude, you can't do this. I've never done this before. Oh, the yellow diamond traffic lights are out at Unser Boulevard and 345 at St. Joseph's Avenue.
You can do it. There's another one.
Okay, there's another diamond over here that says, there's a road closed due to construction. Comanche Road at San Mateo. And that's your look at traffic.
Good job. Traffic sponsored by Solomon's Porch. Solomon's Porch. Here at Calvary Campus, 4001 Osuna Road, 338-3669?
3669. Because if you do 3699, that's a whole different building in here.
Dude.
Don't mess that up.
There are so many numbers on this campus that it's
ridiculous.
Calling the wrong number is the scariest thing in the world. I'm like, that's not. I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry.
And because it's 338-344-3699-369.
There's a bunch of threes and eights, and it's really confusing. SOPO is 338-3669.
We're 33. What's our number? 338-3700.
Exactly.
And then there's other 344 numbers.
You know, I slaved away at SOPO for 4 years of my life.
You did. You've been here for a while. Tell me your story.
It was amazing. Well, no, it was pretty much a good time. The only hard part about working there was that everybody's working all the time, so you don't really get to go to church very often, which was hard. But now I work here, and I get to go to church all the time, so it's great. But yeah,
okay.
There you go.
So you've been here for a while. You know the campus.
Yeah.
It's a pretty big campus. When people walk in, they're initially overwhelmed. And so when somebody comes up to you and says, "Hey, can you tell me I'm supposed to be at the Plex. Where is the Plex?"
Mm-hmm.
How do you explain it to them? Do you find it easy to explain it to them because you know it?
And yeah. Well, I use directions like north, south, east, and west, which is helpful with the Sandias. Any other city, you're going to get confused with that. Why do you ask?
I found this article on giving directions and why it is so hard. And it says, we've all been there, the directions. You give directions, you're like, of course, that's easy. And then somebody is calling you, like, middle of the night, like, dude, I can't find this. I'm off on this wrong street. I don't know where I am.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously overwhelmed. And I guess the truth is we shouldn't be too hard on ourselves about it. The reason we find it hard to give good directions because of the curse of knowledge, a psychological quirk whereby...
A curse of knowledge.
Once we have learned something, we find it hard to appreciate how the world looks to someone who doesn't know it yet. We don't just want people to walk a mile in our shoes. We assume they already know the route because we've been there. So that
this is getting really philosophical.
Right?
I'm a little confused.
But you didn't expect that.
I'm still trying. Hold on.
So let me read it again.
Wait, because I know something and I assume it on you. So basically we're saying assuming is bad.
Yes. Okay.
Oh,
okay. So I relate this to telling people about Jesus Christ.
So
we're telling them because we already know, like, why don't they get it?
Mm-hmm.
So we're telling people the good news, the gospel. And I think every single time I go to it, I'm like, well, yeah, of course Jesus is God, blah, blah, blah. Like, mm-hmm. Well, of course I know this. This is why. Here's the gospel. Here's the good news. And when they don't get it, I'm like dumbfounded.
Yes.
They've made a wrong turn and they're frustrated with me because they're like, how could you even think that? That's not right.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's because everyone's operating from their different perspective. And that's the hard part about communicating really anything to anybody, but especially if you're a Christian and, you know, it's on your heart to communicate the gospel to other people. You know, we're called to be ambassadors between God and the world. And I think so many times we lose sight of that because we're stuck in Christianese bubble world and we're thinking, well, duh, God, duh, Jesus is God because he said so. And we're surrounded by the truth all the time. But we forget that people are living a whole different life right. than you. And they don't often encounter things like Jesus or God every day, much less do they think about it. So it's really important as a Christian, I don't know if this is what you were asking, but to recognize that people come from different...
Right.
Yeah. You know?
That's exactly where I wanted to go with it.
Oh, okay, good. I was like, I don't know if that's what you want, but oh yeah, especially.
And reading further, it says, once we know the way to a place, we don't need directions in description like it's at the left about halfway along or the one with the little red door. It seems to make complete sense to us. Mm-hmm. And that's how I think... Once we're there, we know it. We know Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. But before we get there, it's like, oh, you know, I'm kind of questioning this route that I'm taking. Mm-hmm. I don't quite understand. And so I just think it's so relevant to how we should be looking at things as Christians. Because you're right, we are in our Christian bubble. We're speaking this Christianese, mm-hmm. and we just don't understand why people don't get it.
Well, yeah, and then they might not even, like, if you're relating it to giving directions, they might not even think that they're lost. So that's a huge thing
right.
that people forget in talking about the gospel is, you know, we talk, oh, you need a savior, and people are like, I don't feel lost, I'm not sad, I don't feel, you know, they don't, you know, and so it's important in telling the gospel to other people to make sure that you tell them, well, this is why you need a savior, because... No man is perfect. I met somebody the other day, and he got a drift of where I worked at Static Radio, you know, Christian station, and he starts to just kind of like say these different little, like throwing these little snippets in there to see if I was going to catch it. And I was like, all right, well,
I get it. I see what you're doing.
We can talk about this if you want. Right now, I'm trying to set up my bank account, but we can talk about it, you know. But it was interesting because there was somebody in the office that was walking up. This gentleman who was blind, elderly blind man out, and he's walking him out. It's like, oh, you know, we're witnessing this sweet little happenstance happening right there. And he looks at me and he's kind of like, oh, that kind of makes you think that man's inherently good, doesn't it? And I was like, oh, huh. You know, like, it might seem that way, definitely, but then what do you do with the people that, you know, suffer at the evil at the hands of other people? You know, like, you might think, yeah, well, you might look around and see, oh, well, there's people walking people out of buildings that are blind. You might see a lot of good in the world, too. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, there's a lot of evil as well, and that's inexcusable. And the thing is, not so much that, you know, that we don't do good things, because I don't want to, like, condemn everybody, say, oh, everyone's a hater. No, no, we're all inherently evil, because I believe that we are. I don't think a lot of people are trying to be evil, but the thing is, we don't realize that perfection is ruined by the smallest piece of dirt whatsoever. And the thing is, we're not perfect. Right. And that's why you need Jesus. So
giving the direction.
Exactly.
And a reason why. Because people, like, you, to come full circle, you said people don't realize that they're broken. They don't realize that they're lost. They don't mm-hmm. realize that they need this. And so when you explain that to them, it makes it so much easier
and,
to
you
understand.
Know, it's helpful, too, not to play the part of the Christianese and of saying, oh, well, this is going to solve all your problems, you know, because honestly, if I was on the other side and somebody came to me and was like, oh, well, you know that God-shaped hole in your heart, well, I know who can fix that. I'd be like, get away from me, clown face.
Exactly.
Don't talk to me, you know, because it just, you know, this is why we do things like Christianese, is because so much when you act the Christianese and it trivializes everything about Christianity. And if you're the world's representation of God, you know, sometimes with everything that looks so much like a parade and, oh, everything's fine and Jesus and woo, woo, you know, not, I'm saying in the way where it's become a big giant parade and it's not, mm-hmm. you know, it doesn't seem rational and it just seems like this ridiculous, oh, well, I'm just going to believe this because it makes me feel better and I, crossing my fingers, I hope that there's a God. You know, it's important to be grounded. And to show people that you can be normal. You know what I mean?
Yes. So I found an article about why it's so hard to get...
Freaks!
I heard the voices too!
Insane.
Whoa!
And now, Steve-O and Mitch.
I'm getting there.
Yes, you are. Good morning.
I had the worst dream last night. Actually, it was a good dream, but I had the worst dream that that you text me and you're like, you got to finish the show without me. And then practically you just did that, except you're not having a child.
I'm making your dreams come true.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Wow, how do you handle these headphones?
They're really loud, huh?
They're so loud.
You just turned them up yesterday. It's not my fault.
I heard.
You know what? Yesterday, you were messing around with the sound and it got a little crazy.
I don't think that fixed anything. Steve-O and Mitch, happy Wednesday, everybody.
Yes, Wednesday.
Yeah, it is a big day, day after the election. Everybody is jumping in the streets.
Why are they jumping in
the
streets?
There's a parade going on.
Is there a parade?
I don't know. I'm at work.
You're telling me all these stories. I'm just going to believe
man,
you.
Man, I have to stop talking. So many jokes. So many jokes. So here's what we need to do. I read this story, and it kind of boggled my mind.
Okay.
I know you're not a football person.
No.
I know you're not.
You know what? I can pretend. Let me pretend.
You can pretend to be a football person all you want. But this last weekend, the Chicago Bears played the Tennessee Titans.
Okay.
And a lot of Bears fans were on hand in Nash Vegas, also known as Nashville, Tennessee. so much so. You know, Nashville, that's kind of like the quote-unquote Christian music capital. Got a lot of friends that live out there.
Yeah, we do.
Okay. Apparently, those guys in that area, it's the Bible Belt.
Yes.
They don't bring a lot of beer with them.
Oh, okay, I mean, that's to be expected.
It is to be expected. Not necessarily if you are a bar, though. So when the Chicago Bears came into town this last weekend, they were cheered on by scores and scores of Bears fans. Tons of Bears fans at LP Field this last week in Nashville. And Nashville wasn't quite prepared for so many Chicagoans. Is that how you say it? Chicagoans?
I think it's like Chicagoans.
Yeah, something like that. So many Bears fans descended upon Tennessee. I am not making this up. NBC Chicago reports that the Paradise Trailer Park Resort, just across the river from Titan Stadium, was out of beer by Sunday evening.
How is that? How does
I
that
am
work?
Not joking. The Whiskey Bit Saloon, right across the way as well, ran out. And by the time the Chicago fans left town, many places ran dry. How crazy is that?
I don't understand. That's a lot of beer.
That just means Chicago fans drink a lot of beer because normally their team is terrible. I don't know. I have no idea. But yeah, they drank Nashville dry to a point where many bars were without beer on Sunday afternoon because a lot of crazy Chicago fans.
Well, I guess they're not closing down anytime soon.
Yeah. So good news is we have a correspondent out there. You want to give him a call?
Yeah.
Who out from that area and going to talk to him.
If you'd like to make
Oh, you can do it. I believe in you. No.
Why? How's that not working? What am I doing wrong?
You're pressing buttons wrong. Yeah, answer. Go for line 2. No. Hang up.
Really? I know the phone number.
I'm so not listening when my baby's born.
Look, I'm calling the right number. Okay, now what? I'm doing this. Look, this is what I'm
doing. All right. So, Bears fans, lots of them. It was crazy. Did you call?
Yes.
Did you dial?
Yes.
Hello? Why are you hanging up on people?
Do this.
Answer the phone. Static.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm calling in to let you guys know that this is Jeanette Fernando's mom, and it's Jeanette's birthday.
Hey!
And
I
shout out to her.
Yay, shout out. The Fernando family, you guys are so sweet. You guys,
yeah, she turned 21 today, so she's my only girl.
Beautiful. So you know where you need to send her right now since she turned 21? Nashville.
Nashville.
Because they're out of beer. So
No, I don't think so, Steve-O.
No, they're out.
They don't have any. That's what I'm saying. She turned 21, and if she were in Nashville, They're out of beer right now,
she's
actually.
She's safe there.
Yeah, she's safe. Safe in Nashville.
Oh, that would be an ideal.
Yeah, so apparently so many Chicago Bears fans showed up for the game this last Sunday in Nashville against the Tennessee Titans that local bars around the area ran out of beer. True story.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, Chicago fans apparently crazy. So
happy birthday to her, send her to Tennessee.
Yeah. Happy 21st birthday. That's crazy. Yeah. You send our love.
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Have a good day.
You too. So we were trying to call our correspondent because kind of a crazy story.
Why is this not working?
Because you're trying to do it.
Okay. So that's extension. right? No.
No. Not working. Okay.
Do this.
Taking over.
Do this. Call the number. Yes. Yes. No.
You're going to make me crazy.
That's not it. That's how you... Okay, so I'm going
to... Nope. You can't dial it when it does the do-do-do-do thing.
Okay, so yep. I don't know. But we need to get a hold of them because...
We really do, because we had somebody... I was so right, I'm going to fight you.
Oh, my gosh.
It's going to work the first time, and I'm going to...
It is. Okay, so getting the correspondent on the phone. Whatever.
Yeah.
It's happening. Are you going to interview him?
You're fired.
So it's Don.
Don! Hey, it's Steve-O, man.
Hey.
You're on the air.
How you doing? Yeah, you're on the air. You're on the air. You're on the air.
I'm a little parched.
Yeah. So, apparently this last Sunday in Nashville, you guys all headed out to watch the Bears play. And Chicagoans. Is it Chicagoans? Chicagoans?
The Bears.
You just don't even say that word.
So apparently you guys, ran Nashville dry.
Yeah, it was quite a FEMA proportions, my friend. They were not prepared.
Right, right. It sounds so because many, many places, according to NBC Chicago reports, that a bunch of places ran out of beer because Chicago Bears fans apparently are crazy.
Well, that made the headlines. You know, everyone wants to talk about the kind of drinking habits that we have. But the real problem, my friend, was the lack of Italian beef sandwiches and sausages.
Yeah. So they didn't have an overabundance of that.
No.
So what were you faced with? How could you live out there? Nashville is a very different place from Chicago.
Oh yeah, the. They try to serve us barbecue sauce.
What?
It's nothing like the au jus that we're accustomed to with the Italian beef sandwiches or the other, you know, Chicago fairs. But, you know, everyone's going to have to get used to what's happening with the Bears. Of course, we're playing Houston this week.
Yep. Yeah, 7-1. Congratulations, you guys.
Yes, thank you. The Bears will have so many championship banners that we're figuring we'll have to add another balcony onto Soldier Field. But, you know, such is the burden when your team is the Bears.
Well, how are you going to handle it? You know, imagine if Nashville ran out of brew just because you beat Tennessee, who, let's be honest, they're not that great of a team. What's going to happen with this great nation if the Bears actually keep winning?
I don't know. The Bears keep winning. You know, we go to the Super Bowl and... You know, it's not just the 1985 heroes. We'll have a whole new set of heroes to celebrate in the city of the big shoulders.
Yes, this is... Well, thank you so much for your time. Love this guy. The Bear. Don, right there, everybody. All right.
Wow.
Yeah, how crazy is this?
What just happened?
Well, that's everybody who is a Bears fan. That's what they sound like.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, obviously.
Yeah.
I guess I can't say obviously. At least Don sounds like
Yeah, he's
that.
Actually from Montana. So that's just how they all talk. Yeah,
really?
That's how they all talk
like,
when they become a Bears fan.
That accent.
Yeah, it's like this acquired thing. Yeah, Urlacher, went to school for New Mexico.
Yeah,
bunch of Bears fans
out here. I actually knew that.
Yeah, bunch of Bears fans out here, and they all talk like that.
That's so weird.
Yeah, it's pretty creepy. I don't understand. So what happens when you're a Bears fan? So I feel like I'm already starting to get the accent. I don't like it. Anyways.
Are you a Bears fan?
No.
Then why would you get the accent?
I don't know. Because when I talk to people with accents, it just like takes over. It's weird.
I know. Every single time you get on the phone with Matt, it's like, hey,
hey Matt.
Hey, Matt
in Nashville. He lives in Nashville. No. He was out there this weekend. Chaos ensued. Not really. It's just like two random bars, and most of my friends didn't care. You know?
I bet a lot of people at the bars were upset.
Right. Right. Again, that's why my friends didn't care.
Kind of like when people went out to support that restaurant and they ran out of chicken. A few of them ran out of chicken around the nation.
I guess that's a good problem to have.
Yeah.
So
it keeps them in business.
Kind of like this show, how we're running out of funny.
What? I don't know what to do. What are we doing now?
We got to take a quick break. Coming right back, we have a culture shock with the Airborne Toxic event.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Okay. Highly disturbing.
Truly disgusting.
I can't believe what I'm hearing right now.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Steve-O and Mitch.
Yep. That's us.
That's us.
That's our name.
Good job.
Hey, that's how we do.
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. It's just after 9 o'clock on your Wednesday.
Yes, it is.
You going to talk?
Yeah.
What are you doing? You're focusing.
I am.
You're playing Darth Vader over here because, let's be honest, my wife could go into labor at any moment.
Yeah, like
I could be gone.
It could happen now.
Am I really going to be gone, though?
Yes. Yes, you are.
Whoa.
Yes, you're leaving. As in,
wow.
You're not even going to be listening.
The truth comes out.
I don't want you gone, but you need to go.
Okay.
It needs to happen.
I was going to say, I could maybe at least come in and do the show and then roll and go help out my fam.
No.
No, okay. That's a terrible idea.
You can be gone for at least 1 week.
I'll try.
Okay.
We'll see how that works
out.
Just
don't listen. You know, we have an incredible app.
Yeah.
That people, you can listen to you on can your smartphone.
To it. Yeah.
You, however, will not be doing that.
This is true. I'm going to try desperately not to, but we'll see. We'll see.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't want to hear any phone calls, nothing.
So Jason on Facebook sent us in a really creepy conversation topic. In fact, you can help us out, facebook.com/mystaticradio, or you can always email us, studio@mystaticradio.com, with your crazy conversation ideas.
It's actually really helpful because we are on social media all day long, looking at random things and finding fun. But sometimes our mind just kind of glaze over and our eyes glaze over and we just forget what we're doing. And so nothing's funny to us.
Yeah.
This, however, put things into perspective.
Did you know that that means that you and I are costing the U.S. economy $650 billion?
But that's our job.
Yeah, but that's not, apparently.
Oh,
so.
Okay.
I don't know.
I don't understand.
According to this article, actually, if you're not one of those employees whose job revolves around social media, like ours is, so there you go, high five. That's good. That's good. Ours is, so apparently you're right. We're not. We can stay logged in to Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, Instagram,
yeah, not so
wherever.
Much Pinterest. It's weird. We're not
Yeah, that's weird.
Things.
That's true. Social media recreation is costing the U.S. economy $650 billion per year. For real, you may think it's harmless to check a tweet or respond to a personal message on Facebook, but it takes you 23 minutes to get back on track from a social media update. I don't know. I don't have.
Well, have you ever?
Watch this. I'm gonna check my Instagram right while we're talking.
Okay.
Go.
It's not okay. Have you ever checked your phone at night, like right before bed, and then you can't go to sleep because you're thinking about everything and not
I don't do that purposely for that reason. Especially this last week, I haven't wanted to fire friends, so I stopped
fire
friends from being friends. Stop following people. Yeah. There's only so many posts I can take politically either way.
Right.
So.
On the other hand, I always wake up and first thing, look at my phone.
Yeah.
And because that helps me wake up.
Yeah. Gets you going. So you're right. This is true. First thing in the morning, look at me. I'm already on track. Yeah. I just checked my Instagram and did the show at the same time.
See, good job.
But that's also our job.
Your job is to talk about random things you find.
So apparently, a social media interruption occurs every 10.5 minutes on average. People waste about 41% of that time on Facebook. And according to this infographic, it destroys productivity. So,
it doesn't help that you're trying to find an escape. That's why you're on Facebook. If you're not supposed to be there, it's your escape into, I guess, your your real life, if that's what you call it, because it's social media, which means you're not really talking to people.
Yeah. But I want to thank everybody who wastes time at work giving us great ideas. Like this one, Jason on Facebook sent in a link and said, this is the next conversation topic. Be sure to check out the gallery. And it's a link to a website where you can buy a horse head mask. Apparently, this is a new trend.
Why?
I have no idea where the creepy horse head mask trend came from, but...
It's brilliant. The site looks amazing.
Here's the marketing genius of it. I didn't care about it until I went to this website. And now I'm watching videos and looking at everything. And I'm like, oh, man, I so want one. Look at that thing. And it's a lot cheaper than I thought it was.
What would you do with it?
Make hilarious videos. Welcome my son into this world.
It's the first thing he sees, really.
Yeah, it's the first thing he sees, this beautiful head.
Oh.
These are amazing. So on that, we found a list of just some of the weirdest, most awkward gifts ever.
And we need your input as well.
Yeah.
I think the worst, and it's also the best.
Yeah.
Sushi cologne. One, I've always wondered about cologne. Like, who created this man scent and said, you know what? Men should wear that. Men should definitely wear this.
I don't wear cologne.
Right. You don't.
But some days that's good. Some days.
But some people who are no longer here, they would douse that stuff on them, and it was awful. Yeah. Okay. So there I am. So yeah, it was the worst. And I just don't understand who was sitting there like and mixing it, like smells like cleaners together and been like,
hey, this sounds like a good idea.
I understand.
I pour this all over my body.
However, I understand natural fruits like strawberries.
Oh, hey, look, that's for girls, right?
Baked
apples. Talking for girls?
Yeah.
Okay, because when a dude walks in smelling like strawberry cookies, I'm like, hey.
If that was the norm, it wouldn't be a big deal.
But that's not the norm.
It's not the norm. The norm is for them to smell something like cleaners. So we found sushi cologne.
Yeah.
It's natural.
What?
Yeah. Raw fish. It's probably not right there on the top of the list. Can you imagine?
The last thing I want to do... I'm a sushi guy, but see, I'm like... My gag reflex is like... Dude, sushi cologne.
I like sushi as well, but I'm not going to lie. As soon as sushi is over, I'm either brushing my teeth or eating so much of that ginger that they give to you afterwards, because when you burp that stuff up, it's
gross, dude.
Well, that's why you got to clean the palate, yo.
So here's the big question. What is the worst gift you've ever gotten? The worst gift you've ever received?
And
horse head mask is pretty awesome.
I want to ask a different question.
Okay.
What... Give me an idea for a really bad gift.
No, well, you're probably going to get a ton of them.
You know how to give a bad gift?
Huh.
Go shopping 6 months in advance.
What?
You're like, okay, can you imagine? Little 5-year-old loves dolphins 6 months ago. Like, hey, I got you these dolphins. Remember when you liked them? Worst gifts ever. Like, I got you like the little glass dolphins that like look like they're jumping out of water.
Those are cool.
They are cool
No, no.
So
you just totally upset a lot of people.
About dolphins?
Yeah. So here's the question.
Nowhere near the sea.
Worst gift you've ever received, and in turn that's going to help Mitch come up with her gift ideas for this Christmas, apparently.
Yeah.
Just why I'm not going to worry. Dude, come on. That thing is rad. You should give me that.
Are you a good gift giver?
You think you are? Yes.
You put thought into it?
No. I mean, yes, but no. You know, I'm not one of those crafty people that creates my own gift.
Or are you that person? Because this person. Are you very much the person that's like, oh, dude, I saw this at the store and I thought it was hilarious. I knew that they'd get it and it's almost Christmas. And then you thought you got it because it was a funny gift.
I only do that with one person.
Joey.
Yep. Okay. It's the only person I'll buy funny gifts for because... I'm too nervous about like, oh man, this thing's expensive and for a gag, it's not worth it, but it is for Joe because he'll laugh and he'll get it. But for the most part, I won't get gag gifts. I try and go big, you know, it's like always wanting to get like the big, okay, we got to do this. I want to be the gift giver that like at the party, they're like, oh, it's the greatest gift. Oh man, I can't believe it. You got me Master Chief from Halo, like the actual guy. That's I did that once.
You did
so
that?
It was amazing. Except it didn't work out because he had been cryogenically frozen, and when he woke up, let's just say that party went awry.
Are you lying to me right now?
Yes, of course I am! Master Chief is not a real person!
Master Chief, that's disappointing.
He's from... Man. Halo. So I'm going to go.
He's from Halo.
He's from Halo. And yeah, worst gift you've ever received.
He's been programmed with the worst back.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Or, of course, 505-338-3700. The phone lines are open as soon as Facebook actually updates. Marley said, perfume from my grandma that I bought her for her birthday. Same wrapping paper.
That is the best grandma ever.
That's the worst.
Okay, grandma was like, you thought I'd like this? Well, maybe you'll like it.
It's like that time you tell the story. You're like, dude, oh, man, great story. Okay, you're not going to believe this. And you tell the entire story, and then it's like, yeah, bro, I told you that story. Remember?
I hate that.
Oh, cool. Right. No, I remember. Or when you're like with the bro, and you're like talking about movies or something, you're like, oh, dude, did you ever see blah, blah, blah? Yeah, I saw that with you at the movie theater.
Oh my gosh, embarrassing.
I meant again. Like, did you see it again?
Because
it was even better the second time. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or 505-338-3700.
Static.
Hey, this is Sunny. Good morning.
Good morning.
So I have this aunt who's very, I don't know how to use the word, but I guess the best word would be cheap. So
there you go.
She gives my son for his third birthday this outfit that her son used to wear when he was that age, and he's like 18. And then for the card, she scratches out the word Easter and puts in the word Happy Birthday.
No way.
Oh, my God.
And the wrapping paper has obviously been used before.
That is the best worst card ever.
That
I love
amazing.
It.
Amazing. Happy Easter. No, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
She's just frugal. She's that person that takes the two ply toilet paper and peels it apart.
Oh, man.
She saves those little mesh containers that hold grapes and saves a whole bunch of them. And then she uses them as scrubbies to clean the dishes.
Oh, wow.
That wins.
I think there's a show about her.
That definitely wins.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, Sunny. All right. 505-338-3700, the phone number, or facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. I've never wanted a gift more in my life.
These are the best worst pictures ever.
Jason on Facebook, I commend you. Thank you, sir, for chiming in this morning and giving us this horse head costume idea. I want one now.
I just don't know what you'd do with it. Give it to your
wear
kids.
It and take hilarious photos.
Wow, they're really not that expensive.
Obviously. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or, of course, 505-338-3700. What is the worst gift you've ever gotten? Static.
Hello?
They were laughing and hung up.
Oh, no.
Makes me sad. Or they got a call on the other line and they just had to go. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or 505-338-3700. Can you remember, would you even want to say worst gift you've ever received?
I've given some pretty crappy gifts. I have.
See, this is why I'm not a fan of like the white elephant gift parties.
Dude, those are the worst.
Inevitably, like I'll come with something rad and hilarious and leave with like worst, like, oh, I got a potpourri gift basket of suck.
I was at a local thrift store the other day and I found something that was like, white elephant, this is amazing. It was like a frame with like golf clubs in it. It was hilarious.
What?
Yeah, I just thought it'd be funny for white elephant.
See, you're that person.
Yeah, but
it's terrible.
But where the gift is like $5 or less.
Yeah. Static.
Hi.
Hello.
How's it going?
Good, how are you?
Doing good. Hey, I wanted to let you guys know about my worst gift ever.
All right.
So, I'm 30 now with 3 kids, you know? And when I was a little kid, I loved Mickey Mouse. So last Christmas, my dad sends my kids all their great Christmas gifts, and I get a giant double XL Mickey Mouse t-shirt.
Oh.
And it was really awful because I'm not a double XL anyway.
Oh, no.
Those are the worst because you don't know what to do. I always feel bad because I'm a... like skinny dude, and so I when people get me gifts and it's clothing, t-shirts, yeah, usually it's like the large or the extra large, and I'm so for like sleeping in it or like why
you tear it up and you have rags as well,
right? Exactly. Yeah.
Needless to say, my son wears it for jammies.
There you go.
Oh, wow.
There you go. That's all you can do.
Repurposing.
Yep.
It.
There you go. Right
you.
On.
All right, well, you guys take it easy. Have a good one.
You too. 505-338-3700. Yeah, Jack's set for a while because I'm cleaning out the closet and there was a lot of stuff. And then I had some like smalls that when I wore once and then washed and it was like, wink, and it's like painted on me that I just can't wear because it's weird. So now Jack has a bunch of t-shirts that he can wear.
That's helpful for
him. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, when I was 16, I had my first birthday party ever. And my, of course, friends being funny,
right,
they found a bunch of lottery tickets that are already scratched. And that's what I got for my birthday.
What?
A bunch of already scratched lottery tickets.
Did you win anything?
No, they're all wrong.
Wow.
Nothing was good about it.
I remember one year Brodus bought me for my birthday a Blu-ray that came with the digital copy. And I opened it and he was like, yes! Hey, can I have the digital copy? Cool. We were at his place, and so like opened it up,
okay,
and like
cool.
I hadn't even seen the movie. Yeah, okay. Can I just? Yeah, right on, man. Thank you. Thanks, bro. Hey, these are open, but it's because I ripped them in before I gave them to you. But that's cool, right?
Oh my gosh! Worst present you've ever gotten. 505-338-3700. Static.
Hey.
Hey.
Best worst gift. A couple of years ago, I kept dropping hints on my family that I wanted a laptop, any kind of laptop, as long as it was a laptop or even a computer. So Christmas comes around, I see this big old box, only one box. Everybody got five or six gifts. I got one. I was like, yes.
So you're like, yes.
Yes.
Pulled it all together.
Yeah. I open it, and because I had my own place, they got me a microwave.
Lame.
That is so lame.
Yeah, dude. It was awful. I was like heartbroken. I was like, oh, thank you.
Thank you so much for this.
Tears are welling up.
Every time I would take my mom anywhere, I was like, look, mom, that one's only like $100.
Right.
So, you know? And then some, like my mom was biting her nail like, I hope you like it. I was like, yes, I'm going to love it.
That's my least favorite part about opening gifts.
Yeah.
I was that kid for my birthday. I would get nervous and go open gifts in the other room because I didn't want anybody to see my reaction.
I'm like that.
I hate it.
So like that.
Because you have to. You feel bad. It's like they got you something, and to them it was the greatest idea in the world, and so you don't want to crush their soul and be like, a microwave? Come on!
Exactly. Like, my mom's face was like, I was like, I couldn't say anything. It was like,
right. Thank you so much. I can't wait to make some ramen with this.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes,
thank you.
Exactly,
right on, man. Thanks for the call.
505-338-3700.
That's the worst.
I did that to my husband 2 years ago, but it turned out good. So I got him. Okay, so Christmas Day comes around, and he'd been wanting a guitar.
Yeah.
And he was like convinced I got him a guitar.
And
so,
man.
Christmas Day comes around, and he brings out my gift, and he got me a keyboard. Like, he got me this huge
So you guys
keyboard.
Can go on tour together.
We totally could. And so he got me, and like, it's the one that I wanted. He
right.
got me everything I wanted. I was like, thank you so much. Let me go get your present, because I was hiding it. And I bring out this little box.
Uh-huh.
And he opens it, and I got him a ukulele.
Yeah.
He's like, thank you so much. Thank you. Trying to be happy. And I go about my way, like, plugging in my keyboard, playing. I'm like, oh, I'll be right back. And I go out. Get his real gift, which is a guitar. And I saw his face like light up, like, oh my gosh, this Christmas
that
doesn't
is
suck.
So mean.
But I waited like 5 minutes to give it to him. It was amazing. And I wish I had recorded it.
See, that's at least it didn't go awry for him,
right?
Like, you really got him.
I really
what
got
he
him
wanted.
Yeah,
so that's cool. But
yeah, and it was amazing.
I got 1,000 of these stories.
Oh, gosh.
Jade on Facebook says when he was 14, his dad for Christmas. Come on, Facebook.
No, you feel my pain.
I hate that.
You feel my pain.
Yeah. Dude, this is the worst. You know what? Just answer the phone.
Static. Hello. Hello.
So Jade on Facebook says for Christmas his dad bought him a flashlight and safety goggles. Yeah.
Was he going mining or something?
I have no idea. Jacob's worst gift, a denim Christmas sweater mixed with faux leather. Oh, see, Katrina, I feel your pain. Not because my birthday's close at all. She says my birthday is 4 days after Christmas, so the worst gifts I get are the ones that say this is for Christmas and your birthday.
Dude, my brother had to go through that 2 days after Christmas. Every year, I'd get like 12 presents and he'd get 10 and then two more presents later.
I feel so bad. Luke, his birthday is January 4th and it seems every year. So last year we were like, all right, we're going to start mapping this out early, get ready for it. Greg on Facebook says the worst gift he ever got was this new president. It was a re-gift.
Oh, lame. That's how I feel about White Elephant. I'm like, you re-gifted this White Elephant from last year, didn't you? Oh,
it's the worst. Merry Christmas, world.
338-3700. Static.
Hi. Good morning.
Morning.
How are you guys today?
Good.
Can't complain.
I just wanted to let you know about, well, one of the worst gifts that I've gotten. I've gotten a few. My sister is like the queen of re-gifting everything that I've ever got her for every holiday. So one day I opened up my little set of like body butter and stuff like that from like Bath and Body Works. And I open it and it has like her four finger marks in the body butter that she had already like scooped. I don't know. I guess she didn't like the smell of it or something, but at least try to like mush
right.
It in, so
it doesn't
stir
have
it.
Like finger marks in it. So I was like, thanks. You are awesome.
That is the worst.
It was, I mean, it's pretty gross. You don't want to use it after.
No,
you know, no.
You don't. Meat or something.
That like, is ugh. Nasty.
It's so gross.
Yeah, super gross.
Wow.
Oh,
thanks for the call.
No problem.
You got to like clean that up.
What you got to do is you have to mix it really
and
well.
And then try and make a nice like top layer so that it looks like it's unused or something or what?
No.
Like smush it down?
Not even. Just mix it all up and make it look like it's supposed to be like that.
Okay.
They don't know. They don't remember. It's artsy.
What is the worst gift you ever got? Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or of course 505-338-3700. Leanne says, Moo Moo PJs from my ex-mother-in-law. Horrible.
Moo-moo
PJs.
You know what? Actually, that's, speaking of in-laws, but right before I got married, that's what my mother-in-law told me. She's like, you always have to wear a nice dress to bed. Like a moo-moo. And I was like, I just remember these words thinking, I'm never going to do that.
Wear a nice dress to bed?
Like a moo-moo. Like a night dress.
Wow. And was she just trying to sabotage it from the beginning or what?
I don't know. We don't have kids yet, so.
It's like, girl, what you do at night, you make sure you wear a really long t-shirt with stains on it. Something old with holes,
then
trust me.
Eat some Cheetos before you go to bed.
Yeah.
Gross.
Worst gift you ever got was advice from your mother-in-law. Sweet. All right. 505-338-3700, the phone number, or facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Play some music.
So yeah, sounds good.
All right, cool. We got some Ilya for you right now. We were Shipwrecks. Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Good morning.
Static Radio. Steve-O and Mitch.
Welcome to the show. Just before us leaving.
Us be getting out of here.
I'm liking Astro Zombies. Is that cool?
Yeah.
Booyah!
On Facebook.
Liked! So the guy just posted a great article at our Facebook page, facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Or, of course, you can go directly to gameandmovieguide.com. Local comic shop, Astro Zombies. They support us,
yes,
partner with us. They help the guide out as well. They're actually doing something with Hurricane Sandy, trying to help those in need right now. Yeah,
are
called Comics Cause.
Okay, we are allowed to.
You can check out all the details at our Facebook page. But get there, check it out. Some really, really cool stuff going on to try and help. Yeah. some peeps
That's
in need.
That's exciting. I didn't know they were doing that.
Yeah.
Thanks to the guide for letting us know.
Yeah, absolutely. GameAndMovieGuide.com, and you can get there and check out all the details. But anyways.
Talking about worst gifts we've ever received, you can chime in Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or call us 338-3700. We have a few more minutes left.
Yeah, we do. And so I have a bunch to read through. But I got to tell you.
Okay.
A lot of people have actually been, like Stephanie just said, worst gift she ever received was the disappointing results of last night.
Aww.
Somebody else said,
Election Juke.
Yeah, new president. It was a re-gift, you know. So we've had a couple of those. Yeah. But then we've gotten some real ones. Like Eunice said, when I was 7 all the way to 10 years old, my grandma and aunts would give me size 10 underwear for Christmas.
Why size 10?
I don't know. They would have this evil grin on their faces as they made us open our gifts in front of the whole family.
Oh.
Lame.
I remember those days. It was the worst.
Yeah. Sorry, Eunice.
It only happened to me once.
Yeah, yeah. Andrew says a broken McDonald's quality toy.
Aww.
That's always good. My poor son, he crumbled this last weekend because he got a Rubik's Cube and went to try and like shift the colors and it just crumbled
That's the saddest.
I was bummed. Debbie says cotton underwear. Okay. Thebe says, what if someone came to your house on Christmas and gave you a Watchtower magazine? Is that a gift? Would that person explode? Thanks to Thebes in California for that one. Actually, there's a conversation going on Facebook right now. Pastor Scott Tom made a comment yesterday about Mormonism. And it got a conversation going and or just got some people irate who were listening. So if you'd like to chime in and help out there, you can. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
The difference between Mormonism and the Watchtower magazine, well, they have the Watchtower magazine. Mormons don't.
Right.
And the artwork.
The artwork in Watchtower?
And Watchtower. Amazing.
Hidden Pictures. That was my favorite. Oh, wait. That's Highlights. Okay.
That's Highlights.
Joshua says, I received someday from my girlfriend a used teddy who somebody else gave to her.
Dude, that happened to me. My first boyfriend.
It was just
before Valentine's Day. And he was like, hey, I got you this gift. And I'm thinking, no, you didn't. You got that for the girl you just broke up with. And now you're dating me. So now it's for me. and he said, yeah. Re-gift. That was sad.
Yeah, yeah.
Sad moment in my life.
Sally chimed in on why our morning show is so successful this morning.
Why?
It's because it rhymes with Lilo and Stitch.
Oh, my gosh.
That's like my son's favorite thing in the world.
Lilo and Stitch.
Yeah, just Stitch.
I like Stitch.
Yeah, and then my older son, his favorite thing in the world is Mitch, so it works out. It's a little awkward at gatherings,
I think he's so over me.
I think so. Oh, wonderful things. Favorite gift, worst gift, whatever. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's just before 10 o'clock, so.
And we're done.
We out.
We are out.
Hopefully we'll see you guys again manana. Pray for my beautiful bride. Could happen.
It could. She
you
could
never know.
Have that baby tonight.
You never know.
Regardless, I will be here unless something terrible happens and I get sick.
But brings comfort and soothing. To the people.
You know what? I'm going to be consistent with you guys.
There you go.
I'll be here.
There you go. You do that. I should be here tomorrow.
Yeah. Maybe.
We'll see.
We'll see. Adrian's in next.
Steve-O Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Peace.